Philadelphia's history is full of incredible women whose stories are often missing from the history books. In honor of Women's History Month, we scoured our city's past to find dozens of inspiring, badass Philly women to celebrate for our Women's History Month All-Stars, a series of trading card-style profiles you can read and share online. Then we asked some amazing, badass Philly women of the moment to read the All-Star cards out loud and record them for you so that you can take their stories with you wherever you go.
This is Laura Price, Chief Operating Officer for the Philadelphia 76ers. I bring you Philly Women's History All-Star number one, Ora Mae Washington. Ora Mae Washington started playing tennis at the Germantown YMCA and went on to become the first African-American athlete to dominate not one, but two sports, both of which were segregated at the time. Washington won her first national tennis championship just a year after picking up a racket. Then she found a calling on another kind of court, basketball. She earned a spot on the Philadelphia Tribunes, one of the most dominant women's basketball teams in history, in 1932. She helped them win 10 straight women's colored basketball world championships. Through all the glass ceilings she shattered as a female African-American athlete, she still had to work as a domestic worker cleaning homes to support herself after her athletics career ended. She was inducted into the Black Athletes Hall of Fame in 1976, into Temple University Sports Hall of Fame in 1986. In 2009, she was elected to the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, and in 2018 to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. At the same time of her induction to the Basketball Hall of Fame, Sports Illustrated writer Charles Pierce called her one of the greatest female athletes the country has ever produced.
Thank you for listening. This has been a production of Citizen Cast.